the Kampala Declaration of 120 NAM countries condemn Israel. The Kampala Declaration was a milestone for the non-alignment movement to set the tone of the global community on many pressing issues. This second-largest global organization with 120 member countries seems to be able to come up with workable and meaningful resolutions not hindered by the veto power of single nations. Therefore, after their 19th summit in Uganda, all countries reached a consensus on issues the United Nations seems to be helpless in coming up with declaration. The US and EU countries, China, Russia, and Australia are not members of NAM. The Kampala Declaration had a reference to terrorism. Surprisingly, Hamas was not directly mentioned in the context of condemnations and terrorism, but Israel and its response in Gaza was. The discussion on gender issues did not include a call for equality due to sexual orientation. Uganda hosting the event and taking the presidency has been notorious for criminalizing equality issues in regards to sexual orientation of its citizens. Tourism wasn't directly mentioned but is an important part for many of the NAM member countries. For Uganda as the host, putting this large MICE event together will move the Pearl of Africa as a top player in Africa's meeting and incentive travel industry. Issues discussed at RAM in Kampala, such as peace, COVID, and the global health situation, economic issues, climate change are all very relevant to the global travel and tourism industry. The Non-Aligned Movement is an international organization with currently 120 states. Its primary goal is to maintain a post-Cold War neutrality, i.e. a deliberate abstention from the East-West conflict. None of the member countries should side with the two major power blocs of the United States and Russia, it said. The Kampala Declaration. The Kampala Declaration was signed today, January 20, 2024, after their meeting in Kampala, Uganda. NAM. We, the heads of state and government, gathered at the 19th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Non-Aligned Movement, held in Kampala, Republic of Uganda, on 19-20 January 2024, under the theme Deepening Cooperation for Shared Global Affluence. Reviewed progress made in the implementation of the outcomes of the 18th Summit of the Movement, held in Baku, Republic of Azerbaijan, on 25-26 October 2019, and considered new and emerging challenges and issues of concern to NAM member states and the broader international community. Guided by the principles and objectives of the Non-Aligned Movement, articulated in Bandung, 1955, and Belgrade, 1961, as well as the Declaration on the Purposes and Principles and the Role of the Non-Aligned Movement in the Present International Juncture, adopted at the 14th NAM Summit in Havana, Cuba, on September 16, 2006. Reiterating the commitment of all states to defend, preserve, and promote the purposes and principles of the UN Charter and the principles of international law, reaffirming the movement's strong desire and commitment to upholding the principles of sovereignty and sovereign equality of states, territorial integrity, mutual respect, non-intervention, and non-interference in the internal affairs of other states, and the peaceful settlement of disputes, and call for states to refrain from any acts of infringement on the sovereignty of other states. Underscoring the relevance of the NAM in the current dynamic of international relations, amidst escalating geopolitical tensions given the existing, new, and emerging threats and challenges that continue to impede efforts by states to attain greater economic development and social progress, peace and security, and enjoyment of human rights and the rule of law. Reaffirming the importance of the question of Palestine to the Non-Aligned Movement and stressing that the long-standing, common, and principled positions that have been responsibly constructed on this subject over the past 60 years shall be defended, preserved, and promoted, including through active participation in relevant meetings, conferences, and other relevant events, especially within the context of the United Nations, as part of our continued efforts to put an end to colonialism, oppression, occupation and domination in the occupied Palestinian territory. Gravely concerned about Gaza. Gravely concerned at the continued deterioration of the situation on the ground and the humanitarian crisis being endured by Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip, where the population, more than half of which are children, are suffering immense loss of life and injury, widespread destruction of their homes and massive forced displacement as Israel continues to carry out indiscriminate attacks across the Gaza Strip, including on homes and refugee camps, UNRWA schools and facilities as well. As violence by Israeli forces and extremist settlers against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, along with other ongoing illegal policies and practices. Stressing the importance of fully implementing the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2720, 2023, to allow for the provision of life-saving humanitarian aid at scale to Palestinians throughout the Gaza Strip and ensure the protection of humanitarian actors. South Africa proceedings in the International Court of Justice. Noted the December 29, 2023, application filed by a member state of the movement, South Africa, instituting proceedings against Israeli before the International Court of Justice concerning alleged violations by Israeli of its obligations and under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide in relation to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Condemn all measures taken by Israel. Condemn all measures taken by Israeli, the occupying power, to alter the legal, physical, and demographic status of the occupied Syrian Golan, and demand once again that Israel should abide by the relevant UNSC resolutions and to fully withdraw from the Syrian Golan to the borders of the June 4, 1967. Multilateral Global Governance Architecture. Stressing the importance of strengthening multilateralism and comprehensive reform of the multilateral global governance architecture, including the United Nations and international financial architecture, international financial institutions, and multilateral development banks, to make them fit for purpose, democratic, equitable, representative, and responsive to the current global realities and the needs and aspirations of the Global South. Injustice against Africa. Acknowledging the historical injustice against Africa and expressing support for increased representation for Africa in the Reformed Security Council, thereby supporting the African Common Position as reflected in the Ezulwini Consensus and the CERTI Declaration. Recognizing that strengthening regional and sub-regional cooperation and integration is important for enhancing economic and social development of the membership through industrial cooperation, promotion of trade, investment and technology transfer, and job creation, and facilitating and accelerating the economic growth, development, and transformation of their economies. Deeply concerned about COVID, Ebola, flu. Deeply concerned about the threat posed by the emergence and spread of pandemics and health emergencies, including COVID-19, Ebola virus disease, swine flu A, H1N1, and avian influenza, which have produced or have the potential to cause severe impacts, not only on public health worldwide but also on the regional and national economies. Striving for a stronger and united non-aligned movement that contributes to a better world for all. African Union becomes a permanent member. Welcoming the admission of the African Union as a permanent member to the G20 at the summit held in New Delhi under the presidency of India, to advocate for a more inclusive and equitable global economic order. Welcoming the admission of the Republic of South Sudan to the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM, as a full member state, and looking forward to her contributions to the movement's endeavors. Congratulating Uganda. Congratulating HE General Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, President of the Republic of Uganda, for assuming the chairmanship of the Non-Aligned Movement, and expressing appreciation to the government and people of the Republic of Uganda for hosting the 19th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Non-Aligned Movement. Recognizing that the Ugandan chairmanship of the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM, coincides with its chairmanship of the Group of 77 plus China and, in that regard, convinced of the privileged opportunity this provided for both enhancing and strengthening the Joint Coordination Committee, as well as for making greater use of that format, particularly as part of ongoing efforts to furthering the engagements and partnerships between the G77 and China and NAM, with the ultimate purpose of enhancing the coordination among both groupings and capitalizing on their synergies and commonalities of views, priorities and challenges when addressing matters of common interest to the Global South. Having adopted the outcome document of the Non-Aligned Movement, Kampala Summit, held on 19-20 January 2024 in Kampala, Republic of Uganda, declare that the effective implementation of the outcomes of the 19th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Non-Aligned Movement held in Kampala, Uganda from 19 to 20 January 2024 and the outcome documents of the previous NAM summits and ministerial meetings requires the highest commitment and determination of all NAM member states to decisively address the challenges posed in the areas of peace and security, development, human rights, and international cooperation, and for which we will make joint efforts to call to respect the UN Charter and international law. Uphold and promote respect for the UN Charter and international law, especially the principles of sovereignty, sovereign equality, territorial integrity, non-interference, and peaceful settlement of disputes. Revitalize and reinvigorate the role of the NAM in the contemporary international situation, based on its founding principles and purposes, as stipulated in Bandung, 1955, and Belgrade, 1961. To strive towards a peaceful, equitable, and prosperous world, strengthen the United Nations, as the primary multilateral organization, providing it with a substantive capacity to fully and effectively meet the purposes and principles enshrined in its charter, and at consolidating its democratic and intergovernmental character in particular, through the revitalization of the General Assembly and strengthening its authority, as the democratic, inclusive, equitable, and representative body of the organization, as well as expediting reform of the United Nations Security Council, in accordance with General Assembly Resolution 62/557 in a comprehensive and integrated manner, in order to make the Security Council a more democratic, transparent and representative organ of the United Nations. Intensify the ongoing process of consultations, cooperation, and coordination between the UN and relevant regional and sub-regional organizations, arrangements, or agencies, in accordance with Chapter 8 of the UN Charter, as well as on their mandate, scope, and composition, which is useful and can contribute to the maintenance of international peace and security and to the achievement of sustainable development. Reaffirm and underscore the validity and relevancy of the movement's principles and positions concerning the right to self-determination of peoples under foreign occupation and colonial or alien domination. Strong condemnation of Israel. Strongly condemn the illegal Israeli military aggression on the Gaza Strip, the indiscriminate attacks against Palestinian civilians and civilian objects, and the forced displacement of the Palestinian population, and further call for an immediate and durable humanitarian ceasefire. Reiterate the need for substantial and urgent progress to be made towards achieving an end to the Israeli occupation, including achievement of the independence and sovereignty of the State of Palestine, with East Jerusalem as its capital, to achieve a two-state solution on the basis of the pre-1967 borders, and affirm support for the State of Palestine to be admitted as a member state of the United Nations to take its rightful place among the community of nations. Condemn Israel's continuing settlement construction and expansion activities throughout the occupied Palestinian territory, as well as in the occupied Syrian Golan, while underscoring that the crisis in Palestine and the great risks it poses to regional and international peace and security demands the attention of the international community, including the Security Council as mandated by the Charter. To this end, it is high time to end this abhorrent occupation, which continues to be imposed in flagrant violation of international law, and to ensure the implementation of the countless relevant General Assembly and Security Council resolutions. The role of NAM in peaceful settlement of disputes. Strengthen the role of the movement in the peaceful settlement of disputes, conflict prevention and resolution, confidence building, and post-conflict peace building and rehabilitation, including supporting national, regional, and international efforts for early and peaceful settlement of disputes in accordance with the international law. Support United Nations peacekeeping operations as an integral part for the maintenance of international peace and security, in support of a comprehensive peace process for durable and sustainable peace, and provided with full and optimal human, financial, and logistical resources, clearly defined and achievable mandates as well as exit strategies, with consultations of troop and police contributing countries, TPCCs, based on the principle of national ownership and support of the international community. United Nations and African Union Partnership. Support the further strengthening of the strategic partnership between the United Nations and relevant regional organizations, such as the African Union, by Chapter 8 of the UN Charter in the areas of peacekeeping and peacebuilding, and call for the United Nations and international community's intensified support for the African Union operations by ensuring predictable, adequate and sustainable funding to AU-led peace operations authorized by the Security Council, in accordance with Security Council Resolution 2719, 2023. Nuclear disarmament. Continue to emphasize that progress in nuclear disarmament and nuclear nonproliferation in all its aspects is essential to strengthening international peace and security, and in this regard continue to promote the multilateral efforts towards nuclear disarmament and the total elimination of nuclear weapons, upholding the movement's principled positions on nuclear disarmament, which remains its highest priority, and on the nonproliferation of nuclear weapons in all its aspects. Continue further to call for the strengthening of existing nuclear weapon-free zones and the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, as it would greatly enhance international peace and security and contribute to the achievement of a nuclear weapon-free world while also promoting the peaceful use of nuclear energy. Sovereign rights of all states. Promote the interest of all humankind and the inalienable, legitimate, sovereign rights of all states in the exploration and use of outer space for exclusively peaceful purposes, and reconfirm the stand to oppose and reject any act denying or violating it, and continue supporting the prevention of an arms race in outer space, including a ban to deploy or use weapons therein, that would avert a grave danger for international peace and security. Human rights. Affirm our commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights, which are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated, in accordance with international commitments and domestic laws, through a constructive and cooperative international dialogue, capacity building, technical assistance, and the recognition of good practices, while ensuring the full enjoyment of all human rights, including the right to development as an inalienable, fundamental, and universal right, and as a comprehensive part of the universally recognized human rights, in order to build collective and sustainable peace and prosperity across the world. Gender equality. Reaffirm the importance of achieving the full realization of gender equality and empowerment of women and girls by 2030, and stress that the violence against women and girls, including manifestations of extreme violence, continues to be a major obstacle to the achievement of gender equality and empowerment of women, and to join efforts and continue combating all forms of violence against women and girls until its complete elimination, recognizing the importance of engaging men and boys. Racism. Reiterate our condemnation of all forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, as well as of the resurgence and glorification of extremist political ideologies, such as fascism, Nazism, neo-Nazism, and others of similar nature, while reaffirming also, in this context, our determination to work collectively to take decisive actions to both prevent and combat all forms of slavery. Emphasize the need for all member states to further contribute regionally and internationally to the promotion of dialogue, tolerance, mutual respect, understanding, and acceptance, and to countering radicalism, extremism, and hate speech, and recognize the importance of moderation as an all-encompassing approach and a value within societies to tackle global challenges and threats to international peace and security. Strongly condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, as criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of its motivation, wherever, whenever, and by whomsoever committed, and should not be associated with any religion, nationality, civilization, or ethnic group. Terrorism. Support national, regional, and international efforts to prevent and combat terrorism, such as suppressing terrorism financing, and denying terrorist groups safe havens for recruitment and operations against third countries in their territory, and refrain from providing any form of support, active and passive, to entities or persons involved in or associated with terrorist acts, as well as for their cross-border movement, including by suppressing recruitment of members of terrorist groups and the supply of weapons to terrorists in accordance with the United Nations Charter, international law, and relevant international conventions. Misuse of information and communication technology. Condemn also the misuse of information and communication technologies, ICTs, including the internet and social media platforms, for terrorist purposes, and intensify the efforts towards safeguarding cyberspace from becoming an arena of conflict, and ensuring instead the exclusive peaceful uses which would enable the full realization of the potential of ICTs for contributing to social and economic development. Commit to fighting all forms of transnational organized crime by strengthening national, regional, and international legal frameworks, where applicable, technical assistance and cooperation mechanisms, for all such crimes, including trafficking in looted, stolen, illicitly traded or smuggled cultural property, organized criminal groups, and terrorist groups, as well as increasing efforts to prevent and combat all aspects and dimensions of drug trafficking. Trade in arms. Continue to emphasize the total validity of the program of action to prevent, combat and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all its aspects and commit to its prompt and full implementation, stressing that international assistance and cooperation and essential aspects in its implementation. Continue strengthening South-South, North-South, and triangular cooperation, and further promote, preserve and reform multilateralism and fully respect principles of international law and internationally agreed principles, to enhance cooperation in addressing threats and challenges facing developing countries in advancing economic development and social progress. International financial system. Support the reform of the international financial architecture and strengthening of the international financial system, to be fit for purpose and help developing countries to better address the current multiple crises, enhance the coordination of financial and economic policies at the international level and conditionalities, and broaden and strengthen the voice, participation, and representation of developing countries in international economic decision-making, norm-setting and global economic governance. Call for a comprehensive and durable solution to the management of external debt problems of developing countries, in particular African countries, in a sustainable manner, including, inter alia, cancellation or restructuring for heavily indebted African countries not part of the current debt initiatives that have unsustainable debt burdens. World trade. Commit to work towards achieving a universal, rule-based, open, transparent, predictable, inclusive, fair, non-discriminatory, an equitable multilateral trading system, with the World Trade Organization at its core, as well as meaningful trade liberalization, while preserving the fundamental principles of the World Trade Organization and strengthening the role of the UN in global economic governance. While member states commit to work on comprehensive global responses to global economic governance issues, and to undertaking actions aimed at strengthening the role of the UN development system in responding to global crises and their impact on development, and to avoid unilateral protectionist trade measures, including those based on environmental or climate-related issues. Support and facilitate regional and international trade, affordable and appropriate technology transfers, development of adequate and appropriate infrastructure for industrialization and production, value addition, attraction of quality investments in strategic sectors of NAM economies, for employment creation, and supporting efforts that promote people's well-being and prosperity. Take necessary measures to reduce inequalities arising from the expansion of global trade and value chains, due to globalization and the digital revolution, to ensure the widest and most equitable distribution of the benefits of global trade, while resolving to reform and strengthen the multilateral trading system, with the WTO at its core, to ensure its proper functioning and addressing the respective needs and concerns of its members at the different levels of economic development. Also, urge the WTO to strengthen and target support towards bolstering the resilience and productive capacities of developing countries and countries with special conditions. Continue supporting and making efforts to fully integrate developing countries, including African countries, LDCs, LLDCs, MICs, and SIDs, in the international trading system, including through supporting the efforts of commodity-dependent African countries to restructure, diversify, and strengthen the competitiveness of their commodity sectors, while welcoming the entry into force of the agreement establishing the African Continental Free Trade Area and the efforts to fully operationalize the agreement. Climate-based measures. Enhance coordination and cooperation among NAM member states to contain unilateral climate-based trade measures by developed countries and promote international cooperation policies that ensure equitable access to investments and technologies and to bridge the increasing gap and inequality in relation to environmentally sound technologies and renewable energy. Sustainable development. Welcome the political declaration adopted by the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development convened under the auspices of the General Assembly, SDG Summit, held in New York on the 18th and the 19th of September 2023 and urged timely action to ensure its full implementation, including through strengthened intergovernmental mechanisms within the UN to follow up and promote the implementation of its commitments. Commit to achieving sustainable development in an integrated and indivisible manner of its three dimensions, by taking immediate measures to scale up efforts to achieve the 2030 Agenda and the Addis Ababa Action Agenda, including through development cooperation, acceleration of SDG investments, reforming the international financial architecture, supporting sustained, inclusive and sustainable growth, enhancing macroeconomic policy cooperation, exploring measures of progress on sustainable development that complement or go beyond gross domestic product, and implementing actions to accelerate sustainable development, with support from the international community to developing countries, through provision of development financial resources, transfer of technology on favorable terms including on concessional and preferential terms, technical cooperation, enhanced international support and targeted capacity building. Reaffirming the commitment of the movement to positively contribute to the Summit of the Future in 2024 to enhance cooperation on critical challenges, address gaps in global governance, and reaffirm existing commitments, including to the Sustainable Development Goals and the United Nations Charter, and move towards a reinvigorated multilateral system that is better positioned to positively impact people's lives. Lifting of all unilateral coercive measures. Continue calling for the complete, immediate, and unconditional lifting of all unilateral coercive measures, including those measures used as tools for political or economic and financial pressure against any country, particularly against developing countries, which in violation of the Charter of the United Nations and principles of international law, especially that such measures hinder the health and well-being of populations of the affected countries, and create obstacles to the full realization of the Sustainable Development Goals in these countries and their human rights and their national development plans. Eradicating poverty. Commit to taking comprehensive and targeted measures to eradicate poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, everywhere, recognizing it as the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. Also commit to enhancing and supporting policies and strategies for reducing poverty and inequality, including through international cooperation. Develop and promote policies that can enhance productive capacities in developing countries, generate employment and income for all, especially youth and women, and contribute to poverty eradication and achieving sustainable development goals to seize the opportunities that abundant natural resources in most NAM member states represent, to support decent livelihoods for the well-being and prosperity of our peoples. Undertake to promote science, technology and innovation within our countries, in support in particular, capacity building and ICT literacy through regional and international cooperation, to bridge the ICT gap between developed and developing countries and make technological innovations more easily accessible to developing countries. And to curb and address the negative and illicit use of all ICTs, such as the internet and other media, collaborate and coordinate efforts to strengthen and revitalize the agricultural sector to address the global food crisis, including through the empowerment of small and medium-scale farmers and fishers, developing of appropriate technologies, providing technical and financial cooperation, providing access to and transfer of technology, enhancing investment in post-harvest technology and infrastructure including food processing capacity building, while underscoring that subsidies and other market distortions by developed countries have severely harmed the agricultural sector in developing countries, thereby limiting the ability of the agricultural sector to contribute meaningfully to poverty eradication and sustained, inclusive and equitable economic growth, sustainable development, food security and nutrition and rural development. International cooperation through partnerships. Enhance international cooperation through partnerships in the energy sector to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all, including clean and renewable energy, through the transfer of more efficient and environmentally sound technologies to developing countries, with support from the United Nations system, as well as promoting public and private investment in energy infrastructure and clean energy technologies, with a view to substantially increase the share of renewable energy. Response to climate change. Urge for cooperation by all countries, and their participation in an effective and appropriate international response to climate change, taking into consideration that the historical responsibilities of developed countries warrant that they take the lead in addressing this challenge in accordance with the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, principles and provisions. Particularly in accordance with the principle of equity and common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities, as well as social and economic conditions recognizing the development priorities and the just transition pathways for developing countries. In this regard, acknowledge the importance of the operationalization and initial capitalization of the Loss and Damage Fund at COP28 in the context of the UAE consensus, and further call for the scaling up of the provision of means of implementation by developed countries, including fully capitalizing the Green Climate Fund, as well as the Loss and Damage Fund established during COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, and for simplifying modalities for accessing climate financing, especially by developing countries. Call for enhanced cooperation and coordination at the national, regional, sub-regional, and international levels to prioritize pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. In this regard, support the intergovernmental negotiation process of the international instrument under the World Health Organization, WHO, on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Intended to address pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response, while reaffirming the importance of the principle of equity in ensuring universal, timely, and equitable and unhindered access to safe, effective, quality and affordable medical countermeasures, such as vaccines, medicines, medical equipment, diagnostic tests, and other health technologies, particularly in developing countries, most notably in low-income and middle-income countries. Commit to safeguard and protect the rights of all migrants in accordance with international law and national laws, in addressing the challenges of irregular migration and combating the smuggling of migrants, and to devise, enforce and strengthen measures to prevent, combat, and eliminate all forms of trafficking in persons and to address conditions that lead to trafficking. Call upon all relevant bodies, agencies, funds, and programs of the United Nations system, particularly the International Organization for Migration, and other relevant intergovernmental, regional, and sub-regional organizations, within their respective mandates, to continue to address the link between international migration and development. Addressing the root causes of forced displacement. The urge for enhanced efforts towards addressing the root causes of forced displacement, finding durable solutions, guided by the central role that early and effective registration and documentation can play, and recalls that those solutions include voluntary repatriation and, where appropriate and feasible, local integration and resettlement in the third country as per national policies, and supporting refugee host countries through international cooperation, solidarity, and more equitable burden and responsibility sharing by the international community, taking into account increased forced displacement of people and rising refugee numbers globally. Open-ended working group. Call for immediate establishment of an open-ended working group to review NAM documents, with a view to presenting streamlined and action-oriented NAM documents at the ministerial level and at the summit level, and for the OEWG to report the progress to the next NAM ministerial meeting.